This is KUT. As the rains have been falling this week, we've reported on dams in the state of Texas. A lot of that has dealt with concerns about the upkeep of dams and policies for regulating them. In the final part of our series for State Impact Texas, KUT's Mose Bushell looks at what could be done to improve this important infrastructure.
I'm going to do it by looking at two different dams. Let's start in the extraterritorial jurisdiction of Bastrop County. Peaceful, wooded, but home to what might be one of the unluckiest dams in the state. In 2011, the Labor Day wildfires burned soil and vegetation around Clear Springs Lake and its earthen dam. Half a year later, a massive rainstorm hit. Water overtopped the structure and caused erosion. Here's Bruce Barr.
Our poor little dam has gone through being scorched to being flooded in about 6 months, so it's about had as much as nature can throw at it.
Barr maintains the dam for his rural subdivision.
We had a homeowners association meeting, and you know, some people got rankled because they had never been to the dam. They didn't even know if we had a dam, and they'd been here for 10, 12 years or so.
That makes funding repairs a lot harder.
If all of a sudden they start getting a bill saying that they're due so many thousands of dollars, I think that could be a problem.
So I'm actually standing now on top of another dam. This one is in Williamson County, Texas, outside of Austin. This is one of the fastest growing parts of the country. And on one side, I see a nice little water feature. There's a small lake, and it sounds like this. Your ducks, maybe some insects, a little bit of the traffic in the background. Very pleasant, though. But on the other side, I hear this. So there's a dog, and he's barking at me because basically I'm in his turf. I'm on top of this dam, but I'm also essentially right in someone's backyard. At some point, houses were developed right up against this dam on the side opposite the water. And so now, as you walk along it, you're also looking right into people's backyards, swing sets, gardens.
If this were to breach, all of that would be downstream of that breach.
Ruth Haberman is the floodplain administrator for the Upper Brushy Creek Water Control and Improvement District. This is one of the dams under her management.
And there's no mechanism in place to keep development from building up downstream of dams at this point. I think there are a lot of people scrambling to try and figure out a way to do that.
Each dam illustrates challenges facing the state's infrastructure. Williamson County uses tax money to maintain its dams, but is still struggling to manage growth. In Bastrop, the challenge is money and maintenance. But could one problem be leveraged to solve the other? Ruth Haberman says that developers sometimes pool their money to ensure the quality of water flowing downstream from developments.
And so the same kind of thing could be done with dams. If everybody looks upstream at how their development is impacting upstream and contribute to whatever modernization or protection that would need to be done upstream, then we could do the same type of thing.
Lawyer Mark McPherson represents developers and property owners at the TCEQ. I caught up with him on his cell phone. He says he's not averse to the idea of a fund, but...
Is it fair that somebody gets a piece of property that's improved with a dam and with the water that's behind the dam, and the state's paying to maintain the dam? How fair is that?
Regardless of where the money comes from, the solution is clear for Warren Samuelson, the manager of the dam safety program in Texas.
What we need is what some of the other states have done. They've designated a pot of money where owners can come in that have issues with their dam and try to get some funds based upon whatever criteria is set up.
He says the question of safety is becoming more critical by the day as the state's infrastructure ages and more people are moving in all around it. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bushell.